Pavarotti and U2 combination for your Saturday morning. The grilling guys are getting a little bit of class. I'm Jop, and he is Sir Barbecue Bob. And we're glad you're tuning in. But it's all about Mother's Day here at the Grilling Guys because, fellas, it's time to pamper mom a little bit. And it doesn't always have to be a big old juicy steak that comes off your grill. There are lots of other things that you could and should be doing. And just ask mama what her favorite is and see if you can put it together on a smoker or deep fryer or the gas or charcoal grill because we're here to help. So along those lines, Barbecue Bob, we're going to hit some gifts maybe first before we do a bunch of recipes. But how are you going to get the kids involved?
Yeah. Hey, welcome back. And I thought, you know, a little bit of Bono and Pavarotti for Mother's Day. Ask your mom or your wife if she would like Bono and Pavarotti to join her for Mother's Day, and you won't be included. So, yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that's really cool to do for the kids is to just work really hard, because that's what mom does.
Oh, yeah.
You're paying her back. It's not about the money. Matter of fact, this is really great for young families especially because you never have enough money. It just seems like it's gone. By the time you pay the bills, you're already feeling like, oh, man, how long is it till payday again?
Right.
So this is stuff you can do that can be creative that she will like more than buying her a stupid thing with money that is precious. Because some of those things that I buy are really stupid, and my wife looks at it, and she acts like she likes it, and then I find it a year later still with a wrapper on it. It's like,
sure.
It goes to Goodwill. So one of the things is like the table setting. You know, break out the linen napkins, break out the nice tablecloth. If you have some good china and silver and crystal, get all that stuff out and make it just like Christmas or make it just like Easter so that it's a
special day.
Fancy meal, you know, not just, oh, well, we won't use paper plates. We'll use the Melmac.
Yeah.
If you're a Melmacian.
Right. God, that goes back a ways. Holy cow.
And then set the menu. You know, this has to be her favorite.
Right. Yep. And don't give me this BS that you don't know what she likes. You know what? Pay attention. And or just ask her. And she'll say, I don't know. So then you're going to have to know anyway.
And
right?
Never, never, never tell her, you're not my mother.
Right. Yeah.
I've heard about that for 30 years.
Wow.
And then be meticulous. No, I didn't get her something on Mother's Day. And she says, oh, on a Mother's Day gift? And I said, well, you're not my mom. Oh, man, I still hear about it. I just heard about it before she got on the plane to California.
Right. And she's going to see your daughter.
Our grandkids.
Who now has
yeah.
two daughters.
Yes.
So you know that tradition's being handed down.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And if your son-in-law is living out there, or listening out there, rather, in California, he needs to put that one down in my things of not to do, is make the comment that old granddad made. Because
yeah.
Because that ain't going to work.
He's way smarter than I ever was. A producer for country music television. He handles himself so much better than I did at that age. I'm very, very proud of my son-in-law. Other people I'm proud of, just a segue here, is my buddy David Webb. Just got bumped up to the 9 a.m. slot on Sirius XM. I do a spot on his show on Thursday nights.
So you don't have to do it at midnight on Thursday nights
anymore?
Well,
I'm not going to be doing it at all. I lost my gig, but he got a promotion.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Congratulations to David Webb.
Surround himself with better content.
Yeah,
I get it.
The Glenn Beck Clown Show finally got bounced, so that's gone.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot going on there at Fox, so I'm not really sure what my opinion is of that, because there are some of them that
really enjoy it. Well, this is
Sirius. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sirius XM.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, he is a Fox contributor, but he has his own show. It's kind of a military show on politics because he's big on the military. He's got great stuff he's working on right now for us. We're like almost all the way up the chain of command with the Marine Corps to deliver our smokers. And I'm not going to say where they're going, but we are now finally through all the crap load of military stuff, and it's now just selecting the date, and when we get the date locked in, we'll announce where we're going. But Jop, you're going with me. It's going to be awesome.
And what we're talking about there is, and we haven't touched on this in a while because we kind of hit a stalemate, but it's the Operation GI Barbecue. If you're a regular listener, you know that a couple of years ago, we kicked that thing off right around Memorial Day. So we're almost coming up on a two-year anniversary of it. And our listeners and many, many of our fine sponsors kicked in any way they could to help us raise enough money so we could send a big trailer smoker and some charcoal and rub and meat and over and just give the troops on a military base a little taste of home.
Yeah, last year, Memorial Weekend, I brought the first load to Fort Bragg.
Right.
And I was there for All American Day, and they got this big Judge smoker from American Barbecue System. They got a pallet load of Original One, American Stockyard Sauce, pallet load of barbecue, all kinds of spices. So we have two more loads that are now ready to go. And I'm just going to say the Marine Corps, it has a big event coming up, and we're going
to
be there.
Well, and thanks to you all that are listening for making this possible, because all Bob and I really are doing is yakking about it. You know, it's worth mentioning that 100% of the proceeds from this, every dollar that's raised is going to this effort to bring these smokers and the barbecue to a military base. Overseas or not, we're going to make this happen. We've got it all put together.
So my point is David Webb helped me tremendously to get through the Marine Corps, because I was failing with the Army and the Air Force, but he's got so many contacts higher up in the military because he has these generals on his show.
Sure.
So that was thanks to him for that. So that's really
well, that's
cool.
Exciting because we'll be able to bring closure to our effort and be able to let people know. I mean, it was great
start it again then once we figure out the way, now that we've kind of busted through the ice.
Right.
Keep that channel open.
Exactly. Yeah, good metaphor there, Bob. The last ice went out of Lake Superior last week, so we are officially into spring now.
Okay.
Right? Get out of your backyard.
Thanks for allowing me that little divot there.
Right.
But so spend Saturday morning cleaning and prepping. That's a biggie. Don't do it Sunday for Mother's Day. Saturday morning. Get those kids. Get them up early. Get them whacking, man. Vacuuming, dusting. Get them all ready. So when Sunday comes along and it's her special day, she can really put her feet up and feel like she doesn't have to clean the house, because that's what a lot of moms like to do on Saturday if they work out of the house.
Right. Unfortunately, it has to happen. The place does get dirty every week.
They don't like to do it.
Right.
They have
well,
to
who
do
does?
It. Yeah.
I mean, come on, right? It's one of those necessary things in life that aren't necessarily fun.
Yeah, and another thing I think that's a good idea is to make sure if you do get her gifts or make her gifts, wrap them. Even if it's in tissue paper and with a piece of yarn, let the kids do it themselves. Let them wrap them. She'll love it. And because it's moms get something out of life that most of us don't ever get. And there's a connection there. I see it with my kids, now my grandkids. I don't envy her for that. I admire that about women. And you got to keep that sacred. They're special creatures. And So put a little special wrap on it.
Yep, very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a little rabbit trail here and do something that you might not do on a regular basis, but something that's special for Mother's Day. And then I see you got a recipe here for some grilled peaches with a bourbon butter sauce.
Yeah, because
you cover that real quick.
Because the
for
recipes
us.
We're going to get here on the fourth segment are largely, I mean, all we're doing is dessert recipes on the grill, because you know what to grill your wife. We're not going to sit there and tell you how to do a tuna steak or something, whatever's her favorite. But basically grilled half peaches, and you can even get the peaches that are in a can halves. They're fine. You don't have to get a fresh one if you can't. But you basically put that peach, put a little oil on it, and put it on the grill and get grill marks on it and warm it up. But before you did that, you make this little bourbon butter sauce. And I'll post the recipe on our website. It's something I found online, and it's butter, granulated sugar, bourbon, a little nutmeg, and water. And so you just grill that peach, you put it on a pretty little bowl, and you pour that bourbon sauce on it. You can put a little scoop of ice cream on it or next to it. Pour the bourbon sauce on that too. The bourbon sauce is phenomenal.
Mm, it sounds good. Coming up next, we're going to have some things that you can make with your kids outside around the grilling type items that are going to be special for mom on Mother's Day. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.